This is Sean Mullen in Swift Current with the head coach of the Calgary Hitmen, Mike Williamson, and certainly a voice we came to know well in the playoffs last year. Back in Swift Current, bring back some memories of that pretty tough first round battle.
Yeah, it was very, very tough series. You know, we had our hands full for sure. Got obviously a fortunate bounce here the last time we were in here, and were able to close the series out. But it was a physical series, and it definitely took a toll on us.
Well, as much as a 5-game series doesn't seem close, 3 of the games decided in overtime. The physical intensity was pretty high. It seemed like the two teams matched up pretty well against one another.
It was a great series, and like you said, if you looked at it on paper and saw 5 games, you might think it was a little bit shorter than we felt it was. The games were intense. You know, there was a good rivalry, and I think getting through that series really helped us. You know, get to another level. It forced us to get to another level, and helped us in the remaining games that we played in the playoffs.
Well, it was another good playoff run for the Calgary Hitmen. How did you feel about how it went?
Well, we were, you know, I think anytime you can get that deep, it's a good thing. I think we had a little bit of a sour taste in our mouth at the end. We felt that you know, we could have given ourselves a little better chance in that last series. We lost in Game 7. There's nothing to be ashamed of that in the conference finals. But I think as the series wore on, we you know, our team got stronger. And we just that last game, anything can happen. We had a tough time finding a way to score goals. And Edmonton obviously had a very good team, experienced and had been there. So. You know, it would have been nice to win that one more game and go to the league finals, but I was pretty proud of where our team got to.
So after another excellent year in the regular season and in the playoffs, certainly there's going to be some turnover. How does this year's team look different from last year's team?
Well, we definitely graduated some key guys from a leadership aspect and on-ice performance. So there, anytime you lose those guys, you know, you're looking for guys to step up and fill those roles and shoes, and it's a great opportunity. We feel we have a good hockey team, a good returning core, and some fresh young new faces that can help us out a lot. So our expectations are high. I haven't got off to the start that I would have liked and that I think we're capable of. But you know, it's early yet, and hopefully we can forge an identity here and continue to grow.
Risling's your new captain. What made him the choice for the season?
Well, it was an easy choice. We've got some strong leaders, but Riz has kind of been there, seen it all, done it all, been on the highs and lows of winning and losing, and he just kind of embodies what we wanted from our players from a leadership standpoint. He's a selfless player. He comes to work every day, whether it's practice or games. He represents the team well in the community, and obviously he plays a hard brand of style that we want our team to embody.
Well, you lost a lot of key contributors. Do you feel like some of the guys who were going through maybe their first or second playoff run and getting to go deep like that would have really helped them coming into this season?
Absolutely. We saw, you know, guys get opportunities with injuries or whatnot. Elliot Peterson stepped up and played well. Padakin played very well for us. Calder Brooks, you know, a lot of those guys stepped up and played extremely well in the playoffs. And it's a tough game in the playoffs. Every shift is hard, and it's hard hockey. And, you know, I think that those guys gain a lot, you know, from a run like that. So we're not seeing their games to the level they were in the playoffs last year. I guess you could add Jake Furtan into that mix, but we expect that experience to pay off. We expect them to be a little bit farther along than maybe they would be if they hadn't had that experience in the playoffs.
From the outside looking in, having watched reports from how he played in Edmonton and how he started the season, Greg Chase appears to have taken a big leap forward for you. And what have you seen from him?
Well, Greg's Greg's an elite player when he wants to be, and he's got a great shot. He's got good skill and playmaking ability, and he's a dynamic player. And you know, he's 18. We're expecting him to be a guy that really takes a step forward. And he was a key part of our team last year, but we had some other guys that we could rely on, and maybe he could have some off nights. Well, he can't have those off nights now. So just in the maturing process of Greg becoming closer to being a pro player, this year's a good challenge for him to just make sure he's good every single night, that he's working hard, that he's carrying himself like a professional and learning those good habits.
You've mentioned a couple times that the start hasn't been what you've wanted. What have you been unhappy with from your team so far?
Well, I think that just that our brand of game and our work ethic has been a bit in and out. We've had some really, really good stretches, some great games at home. On the road, we've been a bit inconsistent. And the last two times out, I think we got outworked. So we know what Swift Current's going to bring. Mark's put a stamp on this team. They work hard. They play a hard style. They block shots. They make you pay the price. And if you're not willing to come in and when you're playing Swift Current and match those things and play a hard game, then you're going to be in a bit of a tough time. So I think it's a good challenge for us. They've got confidence. They've got a really good hockey team here. I think we do as well, but we have to step up and play a lot harder.
Goaltending was a big part of your success in the playoffs last year. I know against the Broncos it certainly was, but not a great start to the season for Drieger and Shields gets the start today. Just talk about the goaltending position right now.
Well, we're really, really confident with both guys. We saw where Drieger got his game to last year. Max Shields, although kind of played limited minutes behind Chris, is a top end goalie as well, so we've got confidence there. Neither one of their numbers are great right now, but I think that's really a reflection of our team in front of them. So they'd be the first ones to tell you that they're not going to point fingers, they'll say they need to be better. But I think just overall, there's a lot of little things: getting pucks out, blocking shots, closing lanes off, and having better sticks. We start to do those more consistently as a team, and our goalies' numbers will start going up.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.